2 Corinthians chapter 12. This chapter continues the thought from the previous chapter. He's talking about how if he needed to glory, he would rather glory of his infirmities. He related the story of how when there was a garrison of men after them, he had himself let down in a basket. So a very inglorious retreat for the apostle. This picks up right in the middle of that thought. It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man. Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. We'll hold there. It is not advantageous, expedient, for me, indeed, to glory. Because it was not all glory, is what he's saying from the previous chapter. You know, it's not all glory. Sometimes it's being let down in a basket through a window. A very inglorious retreat. On the other hand, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. He can talk about, on one hand, these very inglorious moments. He can talk about some really glorious moments. If he starts glorying, he might, and so I think he's saying this is not expedient because of the mindset he has, which he talks about later. And he gives this relation. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether he knew, whether in the body or out, he can't tell. In the body, out of the body. Whether this was a visionary experience, meaning that's spiritual. It's not necessarily like we think of an out-of-body experience where you go into another body, but where you just see things, like in dreams. Dreams are non-body experiences, meaning you see things in the dream, but your eyes are not open. Your brain tells you you see things that you are not seeing. You hear things that you are not hearing. So it is a purely mental, spiritual experience, like a dream. Same thing with a vision. So he knew a man, that's what he says, I'm coming to visions and revelations of the Lord. So in whether it was bodily or not, he actually, in this situation, he was not able to tell. Because he might have been sitting under a tree. Let's say you were sitting under a tree suddenly, kind of just sitting there, and all of a sudden the sky opens up and you're brought into paradise, into heaven. Third heaven, as it says here. Maybe you fell asleep and it was a vision. Maybe you literally experienced it. But what he's saying is, I can't tell. I don't know. But he was caught up in a paradise, whether in vision or in truth, he doesn't know, and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Maybe Paul knew what was said to him, but he can't repeat it. Well, whatever. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory. I don't know. He said, of such a one will I glory, yet of myself will I not glory. I guess that's why I wonder if this really is Paul, because he says, I will glory of someone like that, caught up in heaven, and so on and so forth, but of myself I will not glory. For though I would desire to glory, I'm not going to be a fool. You know, I don't want people to think of me above that which he sees in me and hears of me. I don't want to make a greater reputation for myself than can be substantiated with people looking at me and seeing me. And what he hears out of my mouth. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. Maybe he was talking about himself. Through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. The messenger of Satan to buffet me. People speculate about what this could be. Oh, did he have this problem? That his eyes, this, the other. Well, he always talks about weaknesses, infirmities, and a thorn in the flesh. Something, a messenger of Satan sent to buffet him. But it's in the flesh, not the spirit. Notice he didn't say a thorn in the spirit, the messenger of Satan. So it's not like an evil spirit flying around buffeting him. But it would be some physical thing that acts as the messenger of Satan. Because it is in the flesh. And it would not be, I've heard people suggest it might be some sin or something like that. Like, you know, he had a weakness for blondes or some nonsense like that. No, what it indicates is some sort of physical disability, whatever it may be. Yeah, you know, maybe he had a bad leg, or maybe he just had some inexplicable pain, like a thorn. I imagine he had some place where a sharp pain, like Jacob's hip was out of joint, you know, and he walked with a limp for the rest of his life after he wrestled with God. He wrestled with God, the angel of the Lord, and the angel touched him in the hollow of the thigh, and he was lame after that. He always walked with a limp, and so that he wouldn't get too uppity about having wrestled with God. So, Paul also has some sort of physical